And that much is clear. If she has the smallest grasp of the messianic prophecies of the Old Testament, she would recognize that she's not simply going to be the mother of a king, but she's going to be the mother of the king. Because clear in this message is the notion that she is about to give birth to Israel's long-awaited Messiah, the one who will restore the throne of David and restore his fallen booth. Mary is plunged, apparently, even into more deep consternation. And she says to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" Now, she's not saying, "I've never been acquainted with a man." The phrase, "I do not know a man," is a Hebrew idiom to mean, "I have never been sexually involved with a man." And I understand enough about biology, Mary is saying, to know that you can't have a baby without the normal process of procreation. And I am disqualified from that because I'm a virgin. So perhaps you've come to the wrong address, Mr. Gabriel. And we notice a similar announcement in Matthew's gospel, where he introduces the subject in chapter 1 of Matthew by saying, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly." Now, Joseph has to deal with this announcement as well. Mary at some point has to communicate to her betrothed, "I'm with child." Now, what does that automatically mean to Joseph? It means that his bride-to-be has been unfaithful. Now, if I read between the lines, I feel certain that Mary would have tried to explain this situation to Joseph, and yet he would have had a hard time, an extremely hard time, being convinced of the veracity of what actually took place. And yet he has compassion, he cares for her, he wants to stop the marriage from being finalized, but at the same time he doesn't...